Time to check in with Johnny White, a CEO of ASA, a nonprofit global association of appraisers. Johnny, good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
We are good. We're excited to learn about the stuff in our home or our family heirlooms. And I wonder whether heirlooms is a, are they really heirlooms? And how do we determine, you know, what they're worth? Talk about your role as an appraiser, what you actually do then.
Absolutely. So, yes, they are heirlooms. And so I am the CEO for the American Society of Appraisers. We call it ASA. And what we do is provide the designation and education for designated appraisers. And they appraise all kinds of assets. We have members that appraise real property, which is houses, commercial property. We have individuals that appraise machinery and equipment, personal property, which includes heirlooms, gem and jewelry, and so many other different assets that are out there.
Where do they get the education for that? Or do they have a laptop that kind of has a database of all the things they need to kind of cross-check to determine the actual value of your stuff?
It's not that simple. So what we do is provide them the education on how to approach the asset. You know, how do you appropriately determine the value of that asset? And they have to take a number of courses that we provide them. It's about four different courses. They take about 3 days. There's an exam after each course. And then at the end of that, they have to submit an appraisal report. You know, what would the value of a certain asset look like? And then that appraisal report is reviewed by our board of examiners. And then once they've completed that, then they get the designation, and then they could go out and appraise these different items.
What is the reason I'm getting an appraisal of these items?
Your reason when you're getting the appraise, it depends on what's happening in your life. I mean, you could be, let's say, want to transfer assets, meaning you want to transfer the ownership of an asset to someone else in your family. You could be gifting something. You could be insurance. You know, let's say something's going on where you need to make a claim related to that asset. So you may have insurance. Bankruptcy, divorce. Unfortunately, in a situation where you have two parties and they've acquired many assets over time, they have to determine what's the value of the asset so they could split it appropriately between the parties.
Do you look at getting a single appraisal, or is multiples a possibility, or is that overkill?
That is overkill. I mean, you really, if you have that designated appraiser and they're doing the appropriate approach to valuing that appraisal, you should only be able to get one appraisal. You should only have to get one appraiser.
So talk about how do we go finding them, and how do we know we've got a good one? Appraiser.
Well, yeah. So to get appraiser, I would highly recommend going to our organization. Our website's very easy. It's www.appraisers.org. Again, appraisers.org. And on that website, there's a tool called Find an Appraiser. You could click that, put in a zip code, put in a state, put whatever type of asset that you're looking to appraise, and it will give you a list of all the appraisers that's in your area.
And then how do we know that we're happy with the result? I mean, sometimes we think, oh, this must be worth X dollars or something, and they give you kind of a sense. Do they kind of explain the process or look and see what comparable things are worth? How do they make us feel comfortable with what the results are?
They do. And so at the end of the transaction, you're going to get an appraisal report. This appraisal report is going to provide all the details. How did they take the approach in order to determine the value? It may be comparables, meaning comparing it to other assets that are similar, or it could be looking at it from a market standpoint or income standpoint. So that appraisal report is going to give you those details. Now, let's say you go through the process and you're not happy with that appraisal report. Well, you can always question that appraiser. And there might be some information that you didn't share in the beginning of that process that may change something in that appraisal report. So the appraiser will go back and relook at it and make some adjustments if it warrants a change in the value.
Does this put a value of its worth or what it could be sold for? Is there a difference between that sort of thing?
There is a difference between the two. I mean, there is a value for what it's worth, but, you know, as they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You may have someone, let's say you have some heirloom or artwork of some sort, and again, it appraises about a certain amount, but there's somebody out there that's willing to pay much more than the value of that art. So it could be purchased a lot more than what it has.
John, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. You disappeared, and then I heard a click. So I thought maybe we've been disconnected on that as well. If people want to find out more about some of these, I guess the different ways to get appraisals. Hello? I'm still here.
Hello?
I am still here. Hello?
Hello?
I don't think we're working this out. Well, anyway, again, Johnny White joining us, talking again about
this. Looks like I lost you there.
But we're still here, but we're going to have to go. We appreciate your time this morning.